Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Historic Pella Trust, Jennifer Van Coten, and board member Bruce Borchi join us on today's program to preview Historic Pella Trust's annual meeting coming up on October 19th. Well, and as we mentioned, Bruce Borchi, his voice here is a longtime board member. A lot of preservation projects that have been ongoing throughout the community and some that are coming up as well. And Bruce, as someone who's been a longtime member of this organization, what is it like to continue working towards your annual meeting and some of the projects you do have coming up?
It's always a lot of work heading into the annual meeting. One of the things that we do, and that one of the committees that I'm on personally, is the awards committee. And each year we pick out one or more buildings for a Historic Pella Landmark Award. And this year we're going to award it to the windmill in Sunken Gardens Park. This is the 80th anniversary of the windmill being built and the park being founded. So we're hoping to have a small documentary video to show along that line that we will premiere at the awards night.
Yeah, and the awards night is on October the 19th, 5:45 at the Pella Opera House. And as you look at what's coming in and going into this meeting, what are some of the things that those that are either longtime members can expect or those that are new from this annual meeting? What are some of the activities going on that night?
We will have a traditional Dutch dinner that I hope everyone looks forward to. It will be a sit-down meal. I'm going with kind of a vintage decorating theme. We're going to have a speaker. Her name is Lisa Etkin from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. She was instrumental in the restoration of the Union Block building in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. And that was a huge undertaking because the restoration began after a devastating fire.
He mentioned awards. There's all sorts of information about Historic Pella Trust. When it comes to historic preservation, why isn't just this meeting important, but the information and that exchange of information between someone from Mount Pleasant and here? Why is that exchange of information so important to preservation efforts like this?
We hope it inspires the local people to invest in their community and preserve the architectural homes in the area.
And Bruce, as she mentions that a lot of the homes and things like that, there have been numerous projects that have been ongoing, including one on Washington Street recently that was completed and others throughout the town. What is kind of the latest going on with Historic Pella Trust in regards to the projects that you have been working on?
Our property at 1110 Washington, which is known as the Stegman Store, the trust purchased a while back to preserve it. And we have now just sold that to Mary Van Wyk, and she plans to turn that into an Airbnb. She's finishing the restoration on the property. If people drive by there, again, 1110 Washington, she's done a beautiful job landscaping. She's got a vintage wagon in behind, and she's hoping to open next year. So that's one success story that the trust has, that we were able to, number one, save the property, and now number two, get it into the hands of somebody that will appreciate it and is able to use it and open it up to the community.
Well, and Jennifer, for you as the director now of this board and of the Historic Pella Trust, one of the key efforts is just continuing that community-wide awareness and that community-wide drive to preserve historic homes or to restore historic homes. For you especially, you know, if people want to come to the meeting or if they want to come here to the Tuttle Cabin, what are the things that you're hoping to push and continue to work on as a Historic Pella Trust to keep that preservation effort alive?
Both preservation and restoration is important to our organization, as well as education. So we're hoping to promote the educational part of the cabin and working through the schools and the community. We are also looking forward to the meeting, bringing other people outside the community to our organization, and they can either become a member that night or they can just come and visit and see what we're all about. And we're looking forward to seeing all our supporters.
And if they want to support the annual meeting, what's the best way for them to get tickets or to become even just involved in Historic Pella Trust?
To become involved in Historic Pella Trust, probably contact us by email. We have a website and we have a Facebook page that's very interesting, Historic Pella Trust on Facebook. So like our Facebook page, there's information about our meeting and there is continually interesting conversation, news feed going on about things and events that happened in Pella in the past. It is office@historicpellatrust.org.
Contact the Pella Opera House by October 16th to purchase a ticket for dinner. All other activities on the evening of the 19th are free of charge. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.